Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys, oh, well, let me turn down the volume here. Hope that's down all the way. Oh, maybe I can't kill it. Always some nice, just drop a note in the chat if you're here. There's probably going to be a tad of feedback. Well, that was nice until I get this going. Help! Oh, yeah, I think it's an exciting start with feedback. Hello. I know what I need to do. This is why I came on a minute early. There we go. That's what I needed to do. I knew I came on a minute early for something. Ah, nice. All right, everybody. Let me just put the chat on there. All right, good morning, Brian. And I guess you're hearing all right since you wrote that. We'll see how this goes. I'm excited beyond belief for day one of this, and we're going to we have a lot of work to do. It's been an incredible journey to put this together. Really, this all came from a fast action challenge. I have never done this class before, as I shared with you guys. Some nerves running through me right now, and that's okay. That's part of fast action. I have a lot of notes, and I guess I didn't really come up with an elegant way to make this all smooth, like I'm with you guys looking at the camera, and that's fine. You know what? This is more of a workshop. This is something we're digging deep into, so pardon me as I use these notes with 21 minutes a day, which I will stick to. We are going to be on time, and that requires me to really do some watching here. All right. I'm grateful to be on the other side of fast action, and I want to tell you that is just such a huge piece of it. So I want you to hear that there is magic in being on the other side of fast action. No matter what kind of nerves or heart banging starts happening or doubts or anything, the other side of it feels kind of like heaven. We've all, as entertainers, we've all waited in the wings for that introduction, and the MC or the CEO, who's ever doing the event, is speaking. You're just like, just let me out there, like this caged lion. So know that that's the fast action you want to be taking, that being on stage and doing this. And the other side of it is there's the trepidation building up to it. So on the other side of everything we're going to do today, we're going to clear the runway for takeoff. I'm going to ask you to have a journal or a notebook, something that you can record what you're doing. Maybe it's a laptop. You can also use the chat on this if you'd like to just put your notes in here. These will all be a part of the recording page, though, just a note to self if you want to share those. And it probably only helps the richness of the class if you do want to share that stuff. But this is interactive. You'll be doing the work. Oof. All right. Let me give you guys a mindset piece right here, right now. We're going to start every day with a one-minute mindset, as it was on the, as you saw on the page where you joined this program. So close your eyes if you're able to. The mindset piece is where we want to be for this. So close your eyes if you're not driving, if you feel like you're in a trusted place. Today, I have an open mind about my future. My future is a blank slate, and my past is a rich mosaic of who I've been, what I've said, where I've traveled, why I am here in this life, and how I've gotten here. I set aside all judgment I have about taking fast action, either imagined or experienced, and open myself to the possibility that it's exactly what I've been waiting for and exactly why I'm here today. I take this time for myself so that I can take daily small steps in moving past the fears and resistance and giant leaps into the compounding power of fast action. Today, I begin a new relationship with fast action by owning exactly how it has limited my health, my finances, and my relationships. All right, come back to our present time here. And we'll start each day with a mindset piece like that. Hopefully you'll be in a place where you can close your eyes and kind of take it in. Because it does set the path for where we're going. All right, so we're going to go into the myth next. And every day the template's going to work like this. It makes it really easy for us to know what's coming and stay on time. And today, maybe 22 minutes, we'll take a look. I am watching. I'm watching with glasses. Yeah, so... So what is fast action? Fast action, the myth around fast action is that it's risky, that it's bold, you know, that it's like big, strong people take fast action, that it's getting out of our own way. I mean, that is a myth that people have about fast action, and every myth has some grain of truth. So know that this is both and. This is a myth and this is somewhat of the reality. The myth is letting the bigger piece of us drive the bus. And then the downside, the fear myths are, if I act fast, I will make mistakes. I'll look like a fool. I'll mess up my chances for whatever's after that. The gig, the relationship. And this is a big one. People hold that fast action means that I don't have a plan or a strategy. And man. That one can be dangerous. So that one we're going to tackle a lot over the 21 days. Got a lot of places on my content grid where we attack that one. By having plans and strategies and taking fast action within that plan and strategy. All right. And this next section is a teaching piece. This is where we are going to kind of break down go deeper into the mindset, break down the myth a little bit. And the teaching piece is going to be the stuff that we're going to apply throughout the day. As I said in the beginning and on the webinar, and I'll just repeat it quickly in case you didn't see it, every single day for 21 days, you're going to have an action that you create that you're going to take. That creation is going to come from the mindset, the myth, the teaching that we do during these first three sections. And the next section, the action piece, that's when you're going to write out actually what you're going to do today. So get on your big boy and girl pants, and we're going to dig into that one. So let me, I'll pop back and forth between maybe using a little bit of the whiteboard and some screen share on this. I want to find the most effective ways for you guys to pick up on this stuff and make sure it's really being incorporated. So these myths that we have that I just talked about, they are really good in some ways. In some ways, they've kept us safe. They've gotten us to where we are today. These beliefs, and maybe they've limited us in some way. So we're holding those two pieces, and this tightrope, this line between the two is what we're digging into today. We're going to try on some new hats. Even today, we're going to try on a big one today, actually, because it's going to be harder than some of the days, and it's going to be impactful. That's why we're going to dig into it first, just so we can, you know, fast action is about doing something that's a little scary, seeing the results and going, shit, that wasn't that bad. So we'll jump into both of those today. So we're going to take off one of the old hats. And this is something that people who've done Showbiz Blueprint may have been familiar with and probably haven't done in a long time. If you've never done Showbiz Blueprint, it's something I teach in there, and it is a great ground clearing. So let me go off screen and guide you into this. Let me guide you through this. This is called a completion. And a completion is basically at its core, a completion is taking something that's a belief or a relationship with something, with someone, and breaking it down to the pieces that form that belief and cleaning those up so that we can do an installation of what we actually want. All right, so that's enough explanation. Let's just jump into it. Today, we're going to do a completion. So I want you to actually say this out loud to yourself. Right now, let me just do a call and response on this. Right now, I complete my belief about taking fast action so that I can install a belief about fast action that serves me. Right now, I complete my belief about taking fast action so that I can install a belief about fast action that serves me. All right, and to do this, there are some very basic steps that get us through this. And I'm going to leave about 15 seconds of silence after each prompt, because that's when I need you to do the work. And these are bullet points. These are not stories. Nothing in a completion is a story. These are all just quick bullet points. 2, 3, 5, 7 words at the most. And it's really quick. So, about your current belief about fast action, what's good about it? What's good about your current belief about fast action? All right. Hopefully you have 1 or 2 bullet points. If you're an overachiever, maybe you have 10 or 5. Next, what's bad about it? What's bad about your current belief about fast action? Dig in, you guys. This is the work. What's bad about your current belief around fast action? Finding this challenging? Stay with it. All right. Regarding my current belief around fast action, who do I need to thank? And just a bullet point, these are not calls I'm going to have you make and thank the people. This is just internal work. Who do I need to thank? Who do I need to thank? And maybe this can look like who put that belief into you? Who did you see having this belief? The parts of it that you like, and the parts of it that you don't like. Who do I have to thank for the complete picture of this belief? Next one. Who do I need to apologize to? And I will promise you the person in the mirror should be on this list. Who do I need to apologize to? You know, another important person to put onto the list is people you've never met. People who have not been able to experience your genius or see your shows, feel your heart because of the belief you have around fast action. So that just looks like people I've never met. That's a bullet point. And then the last one, what else needs to be said? to be complete about my belief, my current belief about fast action. What else needs to be said? Put a couple bullet points down around that. All right, so that's the first part of the mission. That's completing the belief. So now we've done what's good, what's bad, who I need to thank, who do I need to apologize to, and what else needs to be said. So my teacher, Bill Lamond, who I studied with extensively, and I credit for this work in Showbiz Blueprint, and I'll mention his name here. He talks about this is a hard drive. This heart, this head is a hard drive. And the completion process, what we just did, gathers up all the fragments. You know, defragmenting a hard drive, it grabs all the data. Your hard drive doesn't have little files in rows. It's all over the place. And this is what our brains are. So this completion process brings them all together. And now we take this. And I want you to repeat. Regarding my current belief about fast action, I am complete. Regarding my current belief about fast action, I am complete. Say that to yourself, release it. Now we're going to do a cool process. We're going to do an installation of the new belief. We'll go more into this, but let's just jump right into it. And let's be honest, if we're going to install something, there's not going to be anything bad. So there's three steps to the new belief about fast action. First, what's good about the new belief? What's good about the new belief? Couple bullet points. What's good about the new belief? This is a freaking holiday, this one. What's good about this new belief you have about fast action? Bullet points should be running out of your hand at this point. Shouldn't even be able to keep up with yourself. Whew, my mind kind of explodes when I think about this installation. Does it give you energy? Does it make you limitless? Is it lighter? Is it fun? Next, we cross off what's bad because holy cow, there's nothing bad about this new belief, this one we're installing. Who do I thank? Who do I need to thank for this new belief? Who do I need to thank for this new belief? Maybe this is someone who you hold has this belief and takes fast action. You definitely need to thank yourself. Put yourself on that bullet list. You're here. All right. And then finally, what else needs to be said to be complete? And this is a big one. Take your time with this one. What else needs to be said to be complete? A couple sentences. All right, and no, this is work you can come back to. You can finish that up. And for the sake of our time, I'm gonna just move to the final step. So regarding my belief about fast action, I have installed my new belief. Regarding my belief about fast action, I have installed my new belief. Good work. All right. We're going to take a minute or two. We're going to take a couple minutes right now, and we are going to go a few minutes over today. The beginning housekeeping stuff about the program won't be anymore. We will be out of here in 21 minutes every other day, and we'll just be a few minutes over today. So the action, we're going to dig our action in for today, the fast action we're going to take. And I want you to decide on one person in your life where you spend energy contemplating a negative relationship. And you probably already have that person. Don't overthink it. This is our fast action practice. Somebody came to mind right when I said this to you. I promise. That's the person I want you to do this with. I don't care if it's scary. I don't care if it's too big. But you know the person right now that you spend some energy with, either daily, weekly, monthly, whatever, contemplating a negative relationship. On that same notepad or wherever you're writing, I want you to list a couple bullet points of, get this, the ownership you can take. The ownership that you can take for this relationship. It can be small, and I will tell you, the bigger the ownership, the more air you let out of the bag. What ownership can you take for this negative relationship? You know, the three fingers pointing out at you when you're pointing at someone. What is that? Jot down a couple of those. Good. Okay, now I'm going to move to this next stage. What is a fast action you can take to begin cleaning it up? Again, the bigger the step, the more air you let out of the bag. So maybe this is a step, what we've done so far. And if you want to address the person, phone call, that'll let a lot more air out of the bag to clean it up. Feel free to use the chat during this if you want to try something on. I can comment on those. We are here to do this work. All right, this is what we're here to do. And we're starting on this kind of big one because you're going to see what fast action does and how I want to free us up. The completion and letting the air out of some struggled relationship will both kick us off into a big stage, and it's challenging. This is big work. Going forward, take that action today and put a time. In fact, put a time in the chat, or you know, if you're watching this on replay, just make sure you have a time when you're going to complete this action by. If you're here live, put in a time. I'd love to just see a couple people and hold that vision for you today. This is absolutely a no-excuse zone. Fast action thrives on a WIT philosophy, and I'll talk about WIT throughout these 21 days, but that stands for whatever it takes. When we take fast action and we do it through this WIT philosophy, get this, you will die to complete your goal. That's the thinking I want behind this fast action, is you will actually go to battle for it. Okay, it's that important. Can you feel the difference in that? All right. 7 p.m. Eastern time. Awesome. Sora, you're amazing. 8 p.m. Oh, and then you dropped it to an hour. That was awesome. Noon today. Excellent. Central time. Very cool. Thank you guys for doing that. Oh, I see. You moved it up to 8. I'm sure the way these comments go. All right. Good stuff. So that's big. I want to know that this stuff works for you. I want you to own it. I want you to go take that WIT philosophy. I will go to battle for this. I will die for this. That is what I'm talking about here. It's going to serve you really well over the next 20 days. All right. Let me bring up this question of the day, which I am excited to tackle, and we're going to dig into it. And man, do I want to thank the guy. I'll do that afterwards. There we go. Let me just get the volume up on this. I say I have a system that'll do the volume a little bit better than this for future days, but it's coming around. All right, here we go.
Hey, Barry, here is my question for you. What is the best way to rewire bad habits and patterns that are deeply embedded in our DNA? My concern is that the 21 days will not stick because I have very deep bad habits that I have been running since I was a kid. They consistently take me out of any progress or momentum I build because I have used them as a coping mechanism whenever I felt challenged, stressed, or bored. Thanks, and looking forward to starting this program with everyone.
First off, Colin, you are freaking amazing, man. Thank you for starting this off with something so real. Appreciate that. And I can guarantee you 100% you're not alone in this. Neither of those two things address your problem, but I just wanted to set that groundwork. I hear you. And really what I want you to do during this 21 days is I want you to trust yourself. And that may be like, what the hell are you talking about? I just got done telling you I don't trust it. And I want you to know, and I want everybody to realize this, we are never going to get, we're never going to get from where we are to where we want to be. All right? We're never going to do this jump in one big step. There's never going to be one moment where we just go, now I'm that person. So Colin, we have 21 days here, right? And I'm not counting. Let's just say this is 21. What I want you to do is really look at this as if it were this is a bridge. You have to walk across. And down here, man, down here, you know. You know this really well. If you fall off this bridge, you know this place. Sadness, despair, depression, some of the other things you mentioned in the video, and you didn't mention those things. I'm just picking that up from your the way you shared it. But this is the place you know. So what's it like for you to take one small step today and get to this place and just fucking stop? All right? We're not thinking about all these other steps. These don't even exist yet. All we're doing is standing on this first one today and feeling the solidity of that ground that that you took this step, that you did what we're talking about today. You took this fast action on this piece. Because I promise you, this day is the worst day. This day is a little bit better. And each one of these days, is that visible where I erase that line where this is a loop? These are going to fill in as you take action. And when you get to the end of this thing, my man, let me tell you something. I'm going to have a video of you on the last day of this thing. Something. Know one more thing for sure, because I know this from working with thousands of men and boys that I do a lot of initiation work with. This is never going away fully. It's never going away. All you can do, two things you can do. Strengthen this bridge so that you have experiences that you can look at and say, yeah, I lived through this one. This is great. This will make it a stronger bridge. You'll have a little net down here from doing this. And doing exactly what you did in this video, keeping it in front of you instead of behind you. You know, if you're here, you know, looking forward, going about your day, oh my gosh, you guys are gonna see what a terrible artist I am. If this all this stuff you know is sitting behind you, pushing you, guiding you, it's going to take you into that place of despair and fear and worry that it's not gonna stick and questioning yourself. If, let's do this in green, this is awesome. If what you know, oh, the green is dead. I'll have a new green tomorrow. If what you know, if you bring it out here and you are honest enough with yourself to keep it here, that you kind of say, hey, I know this stuff and I'm gonna choose to walk over here, but I still know this is here. I'm not bullshitting myself. I'm not saying, oh, it's all behind me and I have to be here. You know, hey, this is something that's real for me, and I'm going to take this fast action with that in plain sight. It's death when it's back here. Yeah, here's a good one.
It's death when it's back here. This is never where we want these things behind us. We always want them out in front of us. Hey, that's not bad for me. This is death behind us, and this is all light, man. This is all joy when it's up here. All right, so if it's in front of us, it's going to be with us. It's part of our life. It's part of what makes you such an awesome performer. There's that edge I see when you're performing, and you got this little thing inside you like, you know, hey, this thing could all go wrong, but I'm totally confident in this moment. And there's this other piece. And that's a beautiful piece of you, man. So I don't want to think that it could ever go away. But the more it can be out here, and the more you can just take these incremental steps, and this 21 days will be amazing for you to just keep moving to the next step on the platform, and the next step, and the next step, and standing in that place, seeing all the fears out in front of you, but seeing them and not letting them drive you from behind.
So I didn't know we were going to go into wild artwork this morning, but that is what I want to say about this thing. And we're 9 minutes over. That's how it is. We'll tighten these up. You guys, Colin, I hope you heard that. And I hope it makes some sense to you. What I want to invite everybody to do is to grab your phone, shoot a video like Colin did, all right? Or make an audio recording every single day of this. I want to help invite you to uncover anything that's blocking you. Anything that is blocking you from fast action, from the next stage in your career. If you have a question about promo, I don't care what it is. We'll spend 4 or 5 minutes at the end of each call digging into it. Maybe use the whiteboard. Maybe use some screenshots. I'll prepare all the answers ahead of time with some notes like I did with Colin. And thank you guys for your time. It's been a beautiful day. It's a good start. And we'll be on 21 minutes. Like I said, I really hold that there's some magic in that numerology. And today we had some housekeeping. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, same time. Bye-bye.